Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
Hi, I'm David W. Rasmussen, James H. Kopinski Professor of Economics, and this week's Aging Today question is, why are Social Security benefits indexed? Indexing automatically raises an individual's monthly Social Security benefit to offer increases in the cost of living. This adjustment is important because every year prices rise and reduce the purchasing power of Social Security benefits. Introduced in 1975, indexing was largely responsible for poverty's decline among older adults from about 15% in the mid-1970s to less than 10% today. Indexing was started for two reasons. One is that recipients should be protected from increased costs of living. Equally important is that it makes older adults' financial security less subject to political whims. Some argue that a different index should be used, one that is based on the actual goods and services that older adults consume. This approach would increase Social Security benefits in tandem with the rising cost of medical care.
Listen to archives of Aging Today at wfsu.org/agingtoday. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.